Message number 518. This is my book, my word, my promise. Wednesday, August 15, 2012 at 01:00 a.m. My dearly beloved daughter, I speak with you of this the most important day, the day which I chose to launch my book for the world. This is the day of the Assumption of my beloved Mother, Queen of the Heavens, Queen of the Earth, Mother of Salvation. It is no coincidence that the Book of Truth is being made available on this date, for my Mother is the Mother of Salvation. The book is to help salvage the souls of the whole of humanity. My Mother plays an important role in the salvation of souls. She is the co-redemptrix, mediatrix of grace, and advocate. This means that my blessed mother has been chosen by God to help me, her son, in the final plan of salvation. Her role in this significant period of time is not understood. She gave birth to the Redeemer of mankind and brought into the world a gift of salvation because of her acceptance to become my mother. She is the mother of all God's children now, and she has been given the power to crush Satan as I prepare to salvage the human race from his wicked plan to deceive God's children. The Book of Truth is not merely a book. It is my holy word, the first part of many revelations to convert the world. While it may have seemed very difficult to produce with so many obstacles placed before you, my daughter, this work is, I assure you, protected from heaven. This is my book, my word, my promise. When I said I would come again, I meant that I would come again. Just as I came into the world the first time, God, my eternal Father, prepared his children in advance through the prophets. Many listened. Many did not. Either way, the world did not fail afterwards to understand the truth. They knew and understood the meaning of my passion on the cross and the freedom it gave the world to be given the gift of eternal salvation. The same is happening now. The world is being prepared for my second coming now. The Holy Word of God is being given to mankind through these messages as a great gift. Many will listen. Many will not. One thing is clear. Very few will not know about it. They will either accept my word as it is being given to them now, or they won't. I have fulfilled the promise of my Father. My Father promised the world they would be given the Book of Truth at this time. Many will digest the truth and accept it. Others will find the truth too bitter to taste and will deem it to be lies. Let them know that the covenant will be fulfilled, as will these prophecies. No man, not matter how he argues against my holy word, will prevent the truth from being revealed to the world. The prophecies contained in the Book of Revelations are unfolding before your eyes. No man understands the full meaning of the Book of Revelation, for its contents were not revealed to the world clearly, as they were only guidelines. Now that I, the Lamb of God, come as promised to open the seals, few will accept this. Why? If you believe in me and these messages, why do you deny the truth when it is being given to you? Failure to accept the truth given to you about the false prophet, the Antichrist, and other prophecies will mean that you will not allow me to instruct you in the salvation of souls. Only by following the truth can you be safe. Remember that only the truth will free you from the lies which infest mankind through Satan. You must continually call on my mother to help bring you to me so that you are protected from the lies which Satan will use to block you from the truth of my final holy words given to the world before my second coming. Go in peace and love. I unite you all in the protection of my precious blood at this time. I rejoice at your response, my beloved disciples, and I rely on your faith to help me in this special mission. Your Jesus.